From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Ignoring warnings from the White House, WikiLeaks made good on its pledge to release more secret U.S. documents today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the group released a flood of classified diplomatic material.
The cables date back as far as 1966 and span a generation of American diplomacy. The most recent dispatches were written just this past February. The cables talk about a fight with Pakistan over the transfer of nuclear fuel. A diplomat writes about the possible fall of the government in North Korea and how to convince China to support a united Korea. And then it talks about the round-the-clock efforts to rein in Iran's weapons program. Another cable focuses on Ali Karzai, the Afghan president's half-brother. It says that he clearly doesn't understand how closely he's being watched and how the U.S. is tracking his illegal activities. The concern, among other things, is now Karzai's brother will be aware of both. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leaves tomorrow on a long-planned trip to Central Asia and the Persian Gulf. She'll visit Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, and Bahrain, which host the Navy's Fifth Fleet headquarters. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak says he feels deep responsibility for failing to protect South Koreans from a North Korean artillery attack last week. Four people were killed. In a speech to the country, Lee said the North will face consequences for future aggression. Meantime, North Korea is calling U.S.-South Korean war games a pretext for aggression. The Pentagon is about to release a report on the possible impact of scrapping the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays in the military. NPR's Rachel Martin reports it could determine the fate of the controversial policy.
The much-anticipated review is the culmination of almost a year of study into how repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy would affect U.S. forces. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates put together a special task force to analyze everything from how sexual harassment rules should be changed to whether housing assignments would have to be altered if gay troops were allowed to serve openly. Part of that analysis included a survey that was sent out to 400,000 troops and their families. President Obama has said he wants the law repealed through Congress, not struck down in the courts. But the issue has stalled in the U.S. Senate, where some Republicans and Democrats say they won't make up their minds on repeal until they see the Pentagon's review. Both Secretary Gates and the top U.S. military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, have said it's not a matter of when repeal will happen, but how. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Leslie Nielsen, best known for his movie roles in the comedies Airplane and Naked Gun, has died. The Associated Press quotes Nielsen's agent as saying the 84-year-old actor died today at a hospital in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is NPR. Nations from around the world meet in Cancun, Mexico tomorrow to discuss the issue of global warming and debate how to raise money to deal with increasing temperatures, melting ice, rising seas, and climate changes. 15,000 government delegates, business leaders, journalists, and others will participate in the two-week annual conference of the 193-nation UN Climate Treaty. The Somali-born Oregon resident who was arrested for allegedly planning a car bombing in Portland is due to appear in court tomorrow. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the suspect is not believed to have had formal ties to foreign terror groups.
19-year-old Muhammad Osman Muhammad is an Oregon State University dropout who parked what he apparently believed was a bomb-laden van near Portland's annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. He was arrested at a nearby train station after dialing a cell phone he thought would detonate the bomb. In reality, Muhammad had been under federal surveillance since 2009. Officials say they believe he was acting alone. Muhammad is charged with attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. He faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Authorities in Corvallis, Oregon, suspect a fire deliberately set at a local Islamic center was linked to the terror suspect who occasionally worshiped there. Preliminary figures from ShopperTrak show Americans spent nearly $11 billion at shopping malls on Black Friday, a modest increase over a year ago. There were also more shoppers out over the long holiday weekend. The National Retail Federation estimates about 212 million shoppers visited stores and websites. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.